A coalition of Missouri utilities wants to be able to charge customers the cost of obtaining a permit for the site of a potential second nuclear power plant. Ameren, Missouri operates the Callaway Nuclear Power Plant. Ameren President Warner Baxter tells House Utilities Committee members they are considering the long-term energy security of the state.
Most importantly, House Bill 124 will preserve an important future generation option for the state, and that's nuclear power, which may well emerge as Missouri's best strategy to maintain our already low rates in this state.
It could cost as much as $45 million to obtain the permit, only the initial step in construction of Callaway 2, which could cost $5 to $6 billion. And as a coalition of utilities testified in favor, a loose coalition of businesses, consumer, environmental groups testified against. Kathleen Logan Smith with the Missouri Coalition for the Environment sees the early site permit bill as a first step toward repealing Missouri's law that bans a utility from charging customers the cost of building a power plant while under construction.
HB 124 is the first step to a full-fledged repeal of our most cost-effective consumer protections ever, saving Missourians $400 million on Callaway 1.
Proponents and opponents have actually come close to reaching a compromise on the issue, with one sticking point remaining: how the Office of Public Counsel, which represents consumers in utility cases, will be funded. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.